ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. On the campus of UCLA right now, a warning from the Los Angeles Police Department.
I am Captain Kaylee Gibson, the police captain for the University of California, Los Angeles. I hereby declare this to be an unlawful assembly.
Police with shields and batons lined up opposite students who have set up a pro-Palestinian encampment. They were given a deadline of this morning to leave, but they are still there. It's part of a growing crackdown on college campuses' protests over the war in Gaza. Police in Mount Orb, Wisconsin, not far from Madison, shot and killed a student who they say had a gun outside a middle school. Attorney General Josh Call says the security system prevented him from entering.
The physical security of the school appears to have played a role.
A six-week abortion ban is now in place in the state of Florida. Meantime, in Arizona, lawmakers have repealed a near-total ban that was reinstated by the state Supreme Court. The Arizona governor says she will sign the repeal quickly. This is ABC News. A seriously close call for a driver in Washington state.
Even the steering wheel even bent from the impact.
A Washington man is sharing his story of survival after a steel beam came crashing through his windshield as he was driving down the highway, missing him by just inches.
Seriously, I thought I was dead.
Gregory Sannon was headed to work north of Seattle when police say a man was seen throwing debris off an overpass.
He hit the car so hard, but I think he didn't hit me. He hit the steering wheel.
Authorities don't know where that steel beam came from, as there are no construction sites in the immediate area.
That's ABC's Andrea Fuji. Federal officials now say tests of ground beef for the bird flu have come back negative. The tests were ordered after fragments of the bird flu virus showed up in milk. And Airbnb wants to put you in some iconic places. The company announcing a new promotion it calls Icons, offering a chance to win a stay in places like a home modeled after the house in the Disney movie Up, or spending the night in the Ferrari Museum. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today we're talking credit scores. I mean, we all know we're supposed to have a good one, but what is a credit score? It's a number rating how likely you are to pay back a loan. Anytime you use credit, you know, like your credit card or a mortgage, the info about what you borrowed and when you paid it gets sent to three credit bureaus: TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian. They track every transaction and compile detailed financial information on every single American. I mean, a little creepy, am I right? And they rate you on a scale from 300 to 850. Over 670 is good, and over 800 is excellent. Then the bureaus sell your rating to anybody who's thinking about lending you money, and you get a better or a worse deal based on your score. Best way to keep that score up is pay your bills on time. This is Carrie Joy from Work Money. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org or text MONEY to 88285. Take good care.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Police in riot gear moved in on protesters at the UW-Madison campus Wednesday morning. Police started arresting protesters and escorting them off Library Mall after 8 in the morning. Hundreds of protesters, mostly students, are calling on the UW to cut ties with Israel. One in five Americans age 50 and older has no retirement savings. That's according to a new study from the AARP. Spokesman Jim Flaherty says while it's wise to save for retirement, it's not always easy.
A lot of times because they're just trying to get by and they do have to live paycheck to paycheck. But this is one way to say, hey, if you can live with a little bit less from your paycheck every week, that will sure grow.
Some states have state-operated retirement savings programs, but not Wisconsin. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Bucks in Game 6. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks face the Pacers in Indy for Game 6 in their best-of-seven series. Milwaukee down 3-2 to the Pacers. Giannis and Damian Lillard, again listed as doubtful for tonight's game. Baseball. The Brewers' Willie Adames hit two home runs against his former team, the Tampa Bay Rays. One in the third, another in the seventh inning. Jeff Levering on Bally Sports.
Adames, center field, Rosarena back again.
The Brewers. Brewers went on to win 7-1 to win the series. Manager Pat Murphy serving a two-game suspension following Tuesday night's contest, so his assistant, Ricky Weeks, took over.
How soon in the day did you find out you were going to be managing this one?
About 20 minutes before the game. It's okay.
That's the Brewers' Ricky Weeks. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be cloudy with scattered showers developing later this morning into this afternoon and a few thunderstorms by later today into tonight. Rainfall amounts quarter to a half inch possible by the time everything winds down late tonight. 58 will be the high today. Tonight, 49 tomorrow. Partly cloudy and warmer with a high of 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we celebrate a very special birthday. What famous bear turns 80 years old? Only you can prevent forest fires.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Happy Thursday to you. Best day of the week. I'll say it every single time. Yep. Beautiful morning.
Oh, it is today.
54 degrees in Oshkosh, 54 in Appleton, 50 in Green Bay. Winds coming from the west at 8 to 10 miles an hour. Beautiful morning out there.
Yeah, it is, man. It's awesome.
So wait a minute. What did you say for the winds?
8 to 10.
But out of the what?
West.
This says 9.
Okay.
Out of the east.
Ooh, that's
out of the east.
That's not good if you're that off.
Hang on.
Hang on. 8 to 9, I get, but
yeah.
It's so swirling. I'm checking the flag. It's swirling.
Yeah.
So yeah.
No, it's out of the east.
We got a great show today. We got Jim Potts coming up from Heart-O-Rama. It's an event I'm doing tonight in Manitowoc. I'm doing it tonight. Charlie Behrens is doing it tomorrow. Bill Jarts is doing it Saturday. They raise incredible amounts of money for the Heart Association in Manitowoc. Actually, in your hometown,
yep.
Two Rivers, right outside the Jim Schmidt Plaza.
That's right. Community or, House.
The Schmidt Brother. What's it called?
It's the Schmidt Brothers Stage. That's what. Yeah. That pavilion that's built there.
It's not the whole plaza. It's just the stage. I think I said the whole.
It's $100,000 for that. No, they.
Well, I know, but I just thought you had the whole.
It's still.
Plaza.
They want to call that Park 365 or something. They wanted to brand it as something that, because they have the ice skating rink, they got concerts in the summer, and they want people to use that 365 days a year.
I got you.
So that's why they want to brand it. Eventually, it will become Schmidt Brothers Park, but we got to give them their due.
I love that building with the community center.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
Oh, my God.
Have they maintained that or what?
Oh, my God. And that is like throwback. That's going to be close to 100 years old,
yep,
isn't it?
Yeah, and it is.
I love doing events
immaculate
there.
It's immaculate.
It's unbelievable.
Buildings, like, again, we talk about history, but to keep that up, and that thing is, of course, we had a lot of meetings there when we did that stage, but it's perfect.
I love it.
The floors are shiny.
Everything
is clean, so I don't know who does the maintenance there.
Not negative, but the only thing is when you do an event there, like I always do the Price is Right big event there for charity for youth sports, and it's that old-fashioned, really hard floors, and when you stand for a long time on that stage.
Terrazzo?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's hard stuff.
That tears into your knees pretty good. Beautiful. I love that place.
That whole city has done really well. And I just can't believe it's still locked in around 12, 15,000.
I was
40 years ago I lived there.
I can't tell you how much I like Two Rivers.
Yeah.
I'm serious. I think Two Rivers is one of the coolest towns in the state of Wisconsin.
It is.
I love it.
The coolest, right? That's their motto.
I wish it started Rudy's again, the Rudy's Bowling Alley.
Yeah.
Wish they get that. You want to know, is that one of the best delis you'll ever go to in your entire life? Patsy's, Patsy's gas station?
Yeah.
Around the corner, if you take, you go to Neshoto and the horseshoe courts on the other side of the park.
Yeah.
And they've got such a great deli. It's unbelievable. You got to stop at that deli at Patsy's gas station.
All right. I don't usually eat at gas stations.
You would eat at this one. It's fantastic. I'm not even kidding me. It's great because my doctor's office is right across the street.
Right.
And then I go to the deli.
Yeah.
When they check my cholesterol and whatever. And I go, what the hell? I don't have long to go anyway. So I just go over to the thing.
But you go to the doctor's office first. Yeah. He gives you a clean bill of health. And then you
give me a clean bill of health, but I do go there anyway.
Kurtz's, though, has good sandwiches.
Yeah, Kurtz's is good.
You know, like
Two Rivers has a lot of good little places.
They do. And they've been there for a long, long time. So that's what's cool.
Yeah, I love it. All right, and so I still say it's the greatest beach in the Midwest.
I agree. And it is the coolest spot in Wisconsin. When you say it's a cool city, but that is like their tagline. Home of the ice cream sundae and the coolest spot in Wisconsin.
A little disappointed in one thing. They don't have a sign like, welcome to Two Rivers, home of Jim Schmidt.
Yeah, I know. I'm working on it.
You ever think about something like that? I mean,
Schmidt Brothers.
I'm just throwing it out there.
That's my dad.
Yeah.
Anyway, that is that. So what are you doing tonight?
Tonight, it's the Hardorama.
Is it an auction or what are you?
Yeah, I'm helping out with the auction.
Yeah.
And every year, it's like six different shows. It's like a variety show of local people doing things.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
They got a lot of talent, too. I mean, that's cool.
So that's the whole thing. And they had three episodes last week, and then we got three now. And like I said, I'm tonight. Charlie Behrens is tomorrow. Bill Jarts is Saturday.
Wow.
So, yeah. And we give away some tickets and everything, so we have the people there.
Quite an event.
Yeah, it really is.
So what are you doing this weekend?
Going to Madison.
Oh, yeah. So am I.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot. You know what this weekend is, though?
Oh, the Derby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know we were there 2 years ago.
We betting on some ponies?
You know, it's going to be tough because I don't have a bookie to run the money and we're going to be gone.
I can handle it.
Okay. Hey, I got something for you.
I can handle it.
I was reading up on the Derby.
And down the stretch they come.
I was looking at something, but the Derby, you know, it's an annual running. Do you know what this is? How many years they've been running that thing?
120?
No more than that.
Really?
150.
Wow.
That is the longest continuous sports, whatever, national or big sports event in history.
Oh, God, yeah. I believe it.
But, hey, here's something for you. I was reading this morning. What's next? You want to guess?
Preakness.
No. I know that. Everybody knows that. I'm talking about, so they've been there for 150 years.
Okay.
Continuous. What is next? Like, what would be the next sport? I mean, it's obviously
World Series?
No, that's kind of lower than you think. Continuous. I mean, you know, strikes, COVID, that doesn't count. So,
Indy 500?
No, that's close.
Marathon?
No. I mean, you don't play it. That's why you don't know it.
I don't know.
It's like really popular. We play it in New York. Is that New York? Where's the Grand Slam? Is that New York? No, it's in tennis.
Oh, okay.
143 years running.
Oh, really?
That's a long time.
That's a really long time.
Then after this, okay, just a couple more. I want you to just guess. So this one you'll know.
All right.
So the first is the Kentucky Derby, 150 years nonstop. And then the U.S. Open tennis, 143 years uninterrupted. Then what's the next one? You should know this, Johnny.
Not the World Series. How many years is that?
109.
Okay, so we're talking 1910-ish.
Well, actually, it's dating back to 1902.
Oh, wow.
But then the games did not resume until 1916. So
golf.
1916.
Masters.
No, that's coming up. That's not it, but that's close. That's, you know what, Johnny? That's the next one.
Okay.
So this is between golf and tennis. Oh, come on. You've watched this probably every year. You've probably gone to it. I don't know if you've
Todd, help me out on this.
I don't know.
Oh, come on, you guys. It's, okay, I don't want to give it away. What's
Boston Marathon.
No, that's not it. What's old? What would you call old? Like a person that's old.
Grandpa? I don't know.
Yeah, so there
Grandpa?
You go.
Grandpa?
So what's it? What would that tell you?
Wow.
This is
a deep.
What is this?
How about granddaddy?
Rose Bowl.
Yeah.
Oh,
geez.
Okay.
614. We're just getting going
here.
Well,
you said it's between tennis and golf, so I was thinking more of a gentleman's type sport.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And then 78 years, you said this one already.
Indy 500?
Yeah. Okay. And then after that, the NBA Finals is the next one. And then after that,
where's the World Series?
I'm getting there.
Or did they miss some years because of strikes and
they
stuff?
They did.
I got you.
This is continuous.
All right.
So we went from race car driving to the NBA Finals back to 66 years race car driving again.
Okay.
Which is it?
Race car driving.
We had the Indianapolis 500.
Yes.
Then we have the NBA
I'm
Finals.
Me
no,
too.
Johnny, I want to go. The next one is a race car. It's a race. It's been going on for 66 years.
Talladega?
No. Nope.
I don't know.
Le Mans?
No.
Nope.
Florida?
Daytona 500.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then after
you know that,
that
actually started on the beaches?
Really?
On the beaches of Daytona is where that race started.
Really?
Yeah. In the sand.
Wow. Yeah. Well, that's like Elkhart Lake. That track started in the city.
Did it really?
Yeah, they drove around in the streets.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. It was. All right. And the last one. It's only been
15. Do you have one more or no?
Yeah, one more. But, you know, everybody knows this one.
Super Bowl.
Yeah. 58 right. years. Okay. Anyway, but that's cool that 150 years. And think about that through, you know, not that it snows a lot in Louisville, but, you know, that's rain, sleet, snow, COVID, assassinations, world wars. You know, that's just cool that they said, look, you know, no matter what, we're going to run these horses. So I think it's a tradition.
How did
great.
You get into horse racing?
I'm going to say it's the betting, right?
You like
two things.
Hey, did you ever race your Shetland pony?
Two things. I do like horses. I do. And
right.
But I don't know. It is fun to bet on those things.
I mean, I told you. It's got to be. How many years ago was that? When you were so PO'd. I was betting. I was at Oneida, and I don't really gamble. I really don't. And I was at Oneida. And we're placing a bet, and there's the mayor. With his little tout sheet or whatever. Is that what it called? Tout sheet? Yeah. He said, yeah, I'm taking so 6-4 odds and yada, yada. But he runs good in the mud.
Odds than that. They're 12-1.
Whatever it was. And then his horse wins and it gets disqualified.
And I stood in line.
Disqualified.
It got disqualified for bumping another horse.
Oh, was that man angry?
But if I go this year, and I don't know, I guess we're not going to go because you're right, we're going to be in Madison, but I would just go out there with a certain amount of money, and I would leave my wallet at home because it gets
too easy
to you. It's just, and then you start breaking on a little sweat, and it's like, uh-oh, I can do this.
Yeah.
And then, see, my shrink said, Jim, you got to go if that happens. You got to go. And he told me to lift weights. And he goes, when you get
take
to
take out the frustration?
Yeah, because when you get to the last one where you want to give up, he goes, just do one more. Because that's what you need to do because, so I don't think I'm going to go.
Oh, okay.
I don't.
Who would you bet on?
Well, I don't. I kind of get a lot. I look at the jockey, and then I kind of go with the name a little bit. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
Like, and I like long shots. I don't really like to, you know, I don't like to place a bet and win like a couple more dollars. I want to place a bet.
Because I told you that year I won $6.
And then you took the safe bet.
I stood in line for like half an hour the next day because it took like everything was frozen for like 24 hours.
Yeah, it was a long time.
And so the next day they opened it up, and I went and I gave the guy my ticket, and he actually laughed. And he goes, oh, big winner here.
Yeah.
$6.22.
He spent more gas going back to get
it. You're damn right I claimed that.
You know, there's a big Rose Bowl. Well, big, but there's a Rose Bowl event on Broadway. I think we'll hear about that tomorrow when Christy comes in.
Or a Rose Bowl event? What do you mean?
I don't know. My guess is, what's the drink they serve?
Juleps. Mint juleps.
So I think they're having that. Well, wearing hats.
That's Kentucky Derby. You said a Rose Bowl.
I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
I was thinking of how you got that one right, and I'm not used to that. they have a Kentucky Derby event on Broadway, but he'll more details tomorrow.
Okay.
But that's Mint Julie the hats.
We'll do a pick-up tomorrow on the Derby.
Let's do that.
We'll do a pick-up.
Let's do that.
I like that.
I still want to be an announcer.
I like that a lot.
I remember do you remember the one horse? No sex tonight. And come around the corner, no sex tonight. Love the names. We get set to break. We got Aaron Davidson coming up today. We got a lot of great people. Stay with us.
What the words and the music have to say. It's so hard to explain everything.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turned 26. Now, that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show. Allball Show.
Isn't saying anything new.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is this Engelbert Humperdinck?
Yes.
What? Okay, I get Todd always.
He was in Green Bay too, by the way.
Anyway, there's always a method to Todd's.
I don't know what his
music selection. I'm trying to think.
Take a look at the birthday list.
It's his birthday.
Yeah.
89.
89 today.
Engelbert is 89. Yeah.
That's amazing. He made it with that name. Like that's not. No.
I don't even think that. I think that's his stage name.
You're right. I think you're right.
Yeah.
He went to that. Wow. That doesn't. I know he's been around forever.
The one I remember, I could be like an Engelbert Humperdinck.
His real name was Arnold George Dorsey.
And he went to Engelbert Humperdinck. Wow.
Right. I would take Arnold.
George Dorsey's not bad.
No.
Right?
Dorsey's Tommy a cool Dorsey. Name. Right. Well, yeah. Right. You'd be kind of in that genre. Yeah.
The thing I remember, the big son, my aunt, he used to go visit my Nona and aunt and lived next door to us. And she would always play Engelbert Humperdinck. And it was always, please release me. Let me go.
Something like that. Yeah.
For you don't love me
Just let's
anymore.
Switch gears. There's another birthday, too. We can get to some better
music. But I could sing that entire song.
Yeah, I'm afraid
I grew
of
up
that.
With that song.
That's why please I'm release moving me. On to Larry right. Gatlin.
Another one.
Larry Gatlin is 76.
Can I do one more? Can I just do
him.
One more?
One more, quickly.
The whole town looks the same. As I step down from the train, and there to meet me was my mama and papa. And down the lane I look, and there comes Mary, hair of gold and lips of cherry.
Okay, now I know this song.
It's good.
How did you not know that song?
Oh, my God. Green, I didn't recognize green, it at all. Green. I know. I have no idea what you were singing the first two, three stanzas, whatever. No. Okay.
That's one of my all-time favorite songs, Green, Green Grass at Home.
Yeah, I got it at the end.
Yeah.
Now, what is this?
Houston.
Larry Gatlin.
Houston, and the Gatlin Brothers. They were here, too.
Love them.
Really? Yeah, they were Green Bay. Oh, yeah, a couple
Damn.
Times. Yeah. Larry Gatlin, Gatlin Brothers.
Did you know he played college football at the University of Houston?
No.
Yes, he did.
He's kind of a small guy.
He's like fourth string, but he played. Yeah. Okay, what else we got today? Today is the day of prayer.
National Day of Prayer.
I would think your mother would be big into that.
Oh, I ran that for many, many years in Green Bay.
You used to have like breakfast or something.
I did. You're right.
Yeah, I remember that. Bart I think Starr. I came to one of them for something.
Oh, that was packed. We had Bart Starr as a speaker one year. We had that astronaut come one year. That was very, very cool.
Which one?
I don't know.
All right.
But that's national. I mean, that's been around forever.
Yeah.
So there's still things going on today. I mean, there's stuff at the Cup of Joy, and there's some other churches doing some worship services. But, yeah, it's a nice day to reflect a little bit.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Also, truffle day. What is a truffle? I've never eaten a truffle.
Yeah, I think you have.
What is it?
It's just like, we were talking about mushrooms yesterday, right? And that's a type of mushroom.
Oh, by the way, I talked to my brother yesterday up at the camp, the deer camp.
Yeah.
He's all into the mushroom thing that we're growing.
Love it.
Yeah. We're going to go big with this.
He's got to maintain that, though, John.
No, you don't. Not with the mushrooms.
He says they eat up like the stuff around them, the wood and things that they use that. So I think you got to keep.
So here's
wet.
What we're doing. We split. You know, when I tore my rotator cuff last November from trying to get the log splitter working.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we got a whole garage full of split wood. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take them out, piece of them, wet them down, put them in the shade, and spread that powder that Big Wayne's going to bring us to grow the. Was it? A wine cap or something? I'm not sure. Remember that second?
No,
one?
I don't think that's what you want to do.
But then I'm also going to grow the portobellos.
Yeah, here's what you do: you take those split logs, soak them, and then run them through a wood chipper. They got to be small chips. You can't just put
No. Yeah, you can.
Nah, I don't think so.
You can.
No, you talked about wood chips.
Well, I don't have a wood chipper, Jim.
Okay, well, then just take that little axe out and get to work because it's going to split that. But, you know, I think it's wood chips. I don't think that log's going to work.
I think it will. I think it will, Jim.
Okay, all right.
Also, today is Tuna Day. I'm a big fan of tuna. You know that's one of the best things you can possibly eat for your heart health?
And I think salmon is.
Tuna's right with it. All the fatty fish are really great for your heart. Really great for your heart. Harry Potter Day.
But you get your, yeah.
What?
That's that tuna you buy at a dollar store.
What's the difference? It's the same fish in a different package. Do you think they take one tuna and say, hey, Hank, what should we do with this tuna?
But I think
that one's not so good. We'll give it to the Dollar Tree there, eh? This one's going to the big time stores. It's the same fish.
I think they might add more water to anyway. But you do buy tuna though, like tuna fillets.
No, I've never had that. I only buy them in the can.
No, see the tuna fillets, I love that. And you just take that and you just cook it you don't cook it real well, just like a little bit and eat it raw.
One of my favorite meals, tuna, hard boiled eggs, mayonnaise, salt and pepper mixed together. Just eat it out of a bowl. I do that all the time. I love that.
I can see that. But that's tuna. That's
the only thing, you better wash out that bowl and stuff, because otherwise your place will
stink. Yeah, it will. Okay, but tuna day, I think I might have tuna today, but I want to get it, you know.
I've never had a tuna steak.
Yeah. It's good.
All right. Brothers and Sisters Day today is.
Really?
Yeah. Why don't you say hello to your brothers and sisters?
Okay.
Okay.
To all 10 of them. Yes.
All right.
I hope they're listening. I know my mom's listening, but I don't know.
Where are you in the mix?
Fourth.
Okay. Birthdays, The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, 52, that's all?
Yes, that's what I thought too.
Holy cow, he's been around forever.
He has. He must have started, I don't know, he's a promoter though.
Oh my God. He's got the new XFL going, or USFL, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
David Beckham is 49, married of course to?
His wife.
Who is?
I don't know.
Posh?
Yeah, one of the Spice Girls,
yeah.
Right? Yeah.
She was like the hot one. Okay. Well, she was. Because that was her role. There was Sporty, Scary, Posh, and who was the other one?
Wow.
There was one more.
How do you know
My
that?
Daughters were huge into the Spice Girls.
Okay.
They were huge into
Spice
Girls.
All right, I'll give you a pass.
Engelbert Humperdinck, as we mentioned, 89 years old. Please release me.
Let's go back to Larry.
All right. Larry Gatlin, 76, that's all? Seems like he'd be older, too. Seems like he's been around forever, the Gatlin brothers.
Yep.
He was really mad. You know who he was really, really mad at? Was at Kenny Rogers.
Really?
Oh, my God. You know why? Do you ever remember the song Coward of the County?
Yeah.
Remember the song Coward of the County?
I'm going to say I do or else you'll sing it. So, yes, I do. That's a good song.
I could sing it.
I know. That's why I said I knew it, because then you wouldn't have to. If I said I don't know it, then you'd start singing it. So I'm going to say I know it.
All right.
Even though I don't.
But he would never fight, you know? Sometimes you got to fight to be a man. Remember that? Here it is. Thank you.
No, listen. I don't at all.
I guess you do, Jim.
I'm going to sing along with this. Everyone considered him.
Everyone considered
him. All right, I know the song.
The Coward of the County.
I just don't know the names. All right.
How would you not know?
I just didn't know the name of the song.
Single time.
Okay, I got it.
Proved nobody wrong.
So why was there this fight?
Okay, hang on.
His mama named
him. You only got 2 minutes.
The folks just called him Yellow.
Oh, was he picking on Larry?
Hang on.
They were reading Tommy wrong. He was only 10 years old when his
daddy went to prison. Or died prison.
Really, Zach Gatlin's. Oh.
Yeah.
Why be mad?
My brother's son. Hang on. I'll tell you why. Larry Gatlin had a big feud.
My brother said to Tommy, son, my life is over.
But yours has just begun. Promise me, son,
not to do the things I've done.
Hang on.
Walk away
from trouble when you can. That's been my motto my entire life.
Yes.
Walk away from
it. Just learn to do it.
Altercation.
Yeah, right.
So my brothers told me to do it. Son, you don't have to fight to be a man.
Okay.
Tommy's love was Becky.
So that was
Tommy's love was Becky.
Okay.
But anyway, so Becky got abused. It was the Gatlin brothers. There were five of them.
That's right.
Yes.
So his brother's name was really, his brother's name was really Tommy.
Yeah, but
and his wife's name was Becky.
No, in the song, his wife got we gotta set a break.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
One more. your candidate to highlight that would like to be Wisconsin's next agriculture ambassador. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Thursday. Coming up, you'll meet Lauren Seemers from Keel. Stand by.
Any lender can tell you about banking, but few know the business ins and outs of farming and ranching. That's where Compere Financial stands apart. We are here with unparalleled ag industry expertise, a forward-thinking mindset to identify your challenges and opportunities, and the ability to support smart decision-making for your operation. Visit Compere.com to get started today. Compere Financial is an equal opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
Although she grew up on a dairy farm, Lauren Seemers from Keel says she couldn't really find her niche in day-to-day dairy operations. So instead, she looked at marketing of dairy, communication about dairy. She says that's what led her to be a candidate to become our next agriculture ambassador, Alice in Dairyland.
But as I grew older, there wasn't a clear path for me to go back to the family farm. I loved attending shows and events and being involved in youth organizations. I maybe didn't love the more literal aspects of farming every day, but I developed this love for agricultural communications, for communicating with people, for educating consumers, for everything like that. And so I experimented with some leadership roles, like serving as the 2019 Wisconsin Holstein Princess. That was a role that I hold really near and dear to my heart, something that I really enjoyed. And from there, it was kind of solidified that one day I will run for Alice.
That's Lauren Seemers from Keel. She's getting ready to graduate from UW Oshkosh with a degree in marketing. The six finalists are in Door County today, touring farms and agribusinesses as they prepare for the final phase of interviews to become the next Alice in Dairyland.
This is Mike.
Hey.
He's getting a quick haircut at the local barber school.
It's only $5. How bad can it? Oh!
Yikes. Don't be like Mike when it comes to weed control. Get the job done right the first time and plan ahead with Status Herbicide. It delivers elite corn safety and reliable performance, so you don't have to deal with more problems than you bargained for.
No.
Status Herbicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
And a restaurant in Oneida County has captured the inaugural Wisconsin's Best Burger Contest. Congratulations to Pickles Bar and Grill in Hazelhurst. They're the winner with their all-American burger. It's a half-pound burger with lettuce, tomato, raw onion, smoked garlic mayo, and a choice of cheese. They say their burgers are made up of a craft blend of brisket, short rib, and ground chuck, plus some house blend seasoning. And that literally is a look at food news for a Thursday. I'm PM Yonke.
It is going to be cloudy with scattered showers developing later this morning into this afternoon and a few thunderstorms by later today into tonight. Rainfall amounts quarter to a half inch possible by the time everything winds down late tonight. 58 will be the high today. Tonight, 49 tomorrow. Partly cloudy and warmer with a high of 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We're going to have policy arguments for the rest of time. But at base, I want my president to be a decent person. I firmly believe that Joe Biden always is trying to do the right thing, that he is a decent man. And in sharp contrast, we've got a man who thinks it's a good thing that stars get to commit sexual assault. And we know that because he said it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Terry Barr, host of Slice of Wisconsin here on Civic Media. Mr. Zommers, what is that called?
My Wife is Drunk by Terry's favorite, Alvin Stasinski.
There you go.
Yeah. It's so funny to listen to a polka because you think, where did that song come from?
Right? We actually had one person text during the break there said, how about the Meadow Muffin Polka?
Todd, let's quickly write that and make it.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app.
download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back and a good-looking Thursday morning. 50 degrees already in Green Bay, 54 in Appleton, 54 in Oshkosh. What a beautiful morning. This segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. I'll tell you what, 0% interest for up to 60 months. That's like 5 years. But you have to do it until by May 10th. May 10th for this incredible deal. Jim, you've got Pella Windows and Doors in your house. How do you like them?
I think that's a great deal. And then when I got my Pella Doors and Windows, they didn't have that. I got to believe that if you upgrade to Pella Windows and Doors, that you'll get that money back in 5 years.
Absolutely.
Reduced heating bills and keeping your air conditioning in the house. But yeah. Then again, I don't have air conditioning. So, you know, opening on the windows, I did it this morning when I got up. And it's just, yeah, they're...
Keeps the cold out and the heat in.
And they're easy to operate. And they're easy to clean, they tell me. So
Milton never licked them the way he does on your car windows?
Yeah. No, he doesn't know. He can't
Todd, do that. One day I go in there. He couldn't even see out of the window.
He does lick the window.
I'm not. You could not see. It's like somebody put Vaseline all over the window. From his slobbering all over.
I washed it. I know, right. He does that. But it's great. I just, you know, and that's something I don't have to worry about, I think, for the rest of my life.
Ever. Forever.
You know what I mean? Yep. I'm done. We did that, I don't know, 15 years ago.
Pella Windows and Doors.
They're great. Love them. And they're good. You know, and I just want to say that's local, right? It's the Calworth boys that own that. And, you know, they're... customer
Can't
service is great. When it's nice, if they come over and you say, well, I don't really want to spend that much money. Oh, we got this and this. And and then they work with your timing. And anyway, I just, kudos. There's a lot of good businesses in Green Bay, but Pella's definitely one of the top ones.
Absolutely. Got a text here. Tell John Green Grass was Tom Jones. I always get Tom Jones and Engelbert Humperdinck mixed up. They're both like the exact same era, same look almost.
Yeah, the skin color was about the same. They always had that weird tan kind of thing.
Tom Jones was born on June 7th.
Now, why would you know that?
And so was Prince.
Oh.
Oh, it's your birthday.
And so was Jim Schmidt. So, famous people on your birthday. So, yeah, it's always Tom Jones, Prince, and me. So that's how I knew that.
I've been trying to come up with something for Jim on the show.
First
and
birthday.
Now I know what I'm going to do.
But absolutely.
What scares me. But
it's going to be a surprise,
I just want to say, Johnny, Tom Jones was at the Carlton, too.
Everybody's been at the Carlton, it seems like.
Well, the people that, a little older, Carl did we talked at break. It'd be nice to get Carl Berent on here.
Let's do it.
He took a risk. I mean, he was, 32 when he started that? 31, 32, 33?
Okay.
I mean, I worked for the guy. And, you know, I remember, I just really enjoyed him as he was such an entrepreneur. I mean, think about that. He builds his warehouse, but inside it looks like Las Vegas. And so many comedians would come, or so many people would come in and just joke about that. I drive up to this warehouse, you know, where the hell am I performing? And, but he really had the booths and the great seating. Yeah. He took a huge risk, but I don't know if it was him or, but
it's incredible the talent he brought through.
Right.
Unbelievable.
He did. And some big name stuff too.
Well, there's going to be some pretty big talent in Manitowoc over the next few nights for Harder-Rama. Jim Pouts is joining us. Jim, good morning.
Good morning.
Jim, did I pronounce your last name right?
You pronounced it correctly. Thank you very much. I always appreciate that.
Because that's one of those names.
That's a first.
Especially around Manitowoc County. You got it, because it could be Braun, could be Braun or Brown. Mueller could be Miller or Mueller.
Right.
I mean, it's like, you know what I mean? It's funny. That one county, I don't know, is it the nationalities? Is that, what is that? Is that Polish?
Well, there's
German.
Polish, okay.
Solid German. Also in Two Rivers, we have Schrader's Department Store, but there are also people in the county who are Schroeder.
Absolutely.
That's a good one.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Whenever I do those high school football games, I always have to make sure, because if I get it wrong, I guarantee you somebody will call the station and say, tell them I know it's pronounced Miller, not Mueller. Yeah. And Schrader, not Schroeder. Actually, one time we had, Coach Robbus. They're originally from the Maribel area, and it's Rabbis, Rabbas, and something else. And I actually, during one of the games, he was a coach, and I literally texted his sister, and it was a friend of mine, and I said, what's the correct pronunciation?
Yeah.
And she said, it depends on the town. Like, there's three different areas. It's all pronounced different in each town. And each one's correct where you go there, but it's like, yep.
And I can see people calling, especially grandma or their godmother or something. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Lordy. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Well, Jim, let's talk about what's going on right outside the doors of the Jim Schmidt Plaza.
It's not that it's not. It's got the Schmidt Brothers stage.
Yes, in so, Two Rivers tonight.
Johnny was there for the dedication, too. That meant a lot to me. I thought that was great that you drove down and came to that.
Meant a lot to me, too.
Right after we cut the ribbon. Where's John? He's gone. Anyway, that's great what you're doing here. And Two Rivers, Johnny and I were talking earlier. We just love that community. So tell me about the Heart-O-Rama. That's a three-day deal?
Yeah, well, 6 days, actually. We have really? 3 days this week. So, we're in the middle of our run now. It's continuing it tonight. Yeah, we do six nights. Heart-O-Rama is in its 52nd year.
Wow.
And we raise money for the American Heart Association, and then we also keep some funds locally for donations of AEDs countywide to nonprofits and so forth. So, nice. Yeah, so last year we got just over $3.1 million total in the 52 years raised.
Yeah. Wow.
And so we're hoping to hopefully hit that 3.2 mark this year. And and then we keep about, we've got what it was I told, we have requests for something like 14 AEDs this year. If we can swing that, we usually probably give around 10 AEDs out a year. So, and I'm not sure if this is true, but at one point somebody had said that, Manitowoc County had more AEDs per capita than any other county in the state. Again, not sure if that's true or not, but I'm guessing if that is true, that we're a reason for
that's,
that.
That's Jim, great. Hey, what's that? Jim, just explain one more time AED, those are.
Johnny,
because we were talking about those yesterday.
We were trained on
it. Go ahead. Yeah.
We were trained on that, and that's, you know, anybody can use it because they're so advanced right now that, once you, they even give you verbal instructions on what to do when you're with a heart attack or when to use it. And they even tell you, look, this isn't necessary. You know what I mean? Like, it's really, it's amazing the diagnosis that can do. But more importantly, it can save lives.
Yeah, since, you know, our show is full of comedy skits and song and dance numbers. And a few years back, I had one of the skits that I had written and directed was about an AED. I think back then I may have, I had shoulder surgery. That might have been that year. I don't remember. But I was off stage being the voice of the AED. So, AED will tell you pretty much everything to do.
Yeah
it's incredible.
That's an amazing piece of equipment.
It saves lives.
Yeah, it's great. You're going to donate maybe, 10 to 14 of these.
I remember being in a basketball game, high school basketball game, when a referee had a heart attack.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was the same. There was a couple of years ago that happened in Two Rivers. And the referee, I think, was from the Fox Valley area. And then again, AED, somebody got the AED and revived him.
Yep.
And then the following year, he came to our show and we had him
nice.
Speak. So, yeah.
Yeah, I hosted or spoke or emceed whatever the banquet then for the officials thing. And he was there and we talked about that. And everybody talked about that, how you got to get these at every high school gym. And not even just high school. I mean, every gymnasium you can find business. Yeah, put these in. It's incredible the number of people those have saved, isn't it, though, Jim?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And that's the thing. You don't know. I try to get some exercise in and so forth. As far as I know, I believe my heart is fine. But how do you know if all of a sudden that's going to happen to you? And
right.
So if you have that technology there, anybody can help you out, and so forth. So it's a great thing. I'm happy that our group is able to donate to those who are in need.
Right. And congrats to that. What a badge of honor to have the most, AEDs per capita.
Don't quote me on that.
We're quoting you, buddy. Too late.
But you can quote me on this. We consume more brandy per capita than anyone. That's our badge. I don't know if that's true.
I really appreciate, though, Jim? That whole area, I do a thing every year, the Price is Right game in Two Rivers at the community center for youth sports throughout the community. Manitowoc, Two Rivers, those areas, it's almost like you guys have taken it upon yourself. We're not going to ask for money from this place or that. We're just going to raise it ourselves and take care of the community. And the community really comes out for it. I think that's really cool for that area on the lakeshore.
Yeah, I would agree. I've also been to that event. That's a fun event. Heart-O-Rama, like I said, that's been going since 1971.
And yeah, I kind of like pulled out some notes back when we celebrated our 50th. We made a DVD and so forth. And so I learned a lot about why it started. And we had founders who were really just looking for some cause to raise money, and to raise more than like $100. So they went door to door and bar to bar and sold tickets. And they did a 2-night show that year back in 71 and raised just over $1,300 that year. And then the nights expanded. So Hardorama, like when I started in Hardorama back in 2003, when we held it at in Manitowoc at an old bar hall, we were doing 9 nights within 2 weeks, and then add two nights for dress rehearsal. So 11 out of 14 nights, we were at Hardorama, and now we do 6 nights with 2 dress rehearsal nights. And as I said, we did our first 3 nights last week, and now tonight's the start of the next 3 nights as we get going.
So what's
I was just going to say, go ahead.
What do people experience when they go there? What's the event? What's the venue?
So it takes place at the Community House in downtown Two Rivers now, and it is it's kind of like a vaudeville type of show, the old kind of show like that. But if you're going to compare it more currently, we compare it to Saturday Night Live with a local flair. So it's all locally written and directed and produced. And we do have some people who come from out of the county because they just like being involved. We got people like from the Sheboygan area who've driven up and so forth.
Nice.
And we do short skits, humorous skits. We do some song and dance numbers. We have a short musical that it's a skit with songs in it. And the show itself is probably this year is actually, it's about a 2-hour show. So it's a pretty tight show this year. We have the Hardorama Pit Boys, which is our band made up of local musicians who take 2 weekends off and donate their time to the cause.
Wow.
We're all donating our time to this. So, yeah, it's a good time. You can laugh at yourself and your kind of local yokelism, so to speak, you're going to have a good time.
All right. We're talking with Jim Pouts here. He's the right. I said that right, Jim.
Yep.
Okay. I said that right.
Yep.
You are the director or the chairman of the Hardorama that takes place in Two Rivers at the Two Rivers Community House. Just a great show like a vaudeville show. And there's not a lot of those going on. That will be fun to see, but I want to talk also about how important the Heart Association and what we do for hearts, because everybody thinks guys have heart attacks. You know, heart disease is the number one killer of women, too, and I don't think people know that. And so this helps everyone. I think it's just, you know, something that we have to get exposure on, but really raise some money and then continue to work on this.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, it's out there. We've had a part, actually, you know, back to some of our founders, you know, sadly, some of them have died because of heart disease and so forth. And so we have had people in our cast and our crew who have been affected by heart disease, either personally or had family members. When my mom was alive, she had a pacemaker, you know, that kind of thing.
Right.
So yeah, it's not just males. It's everybody. And to just throw this out there, I'm the producer of the show.
Okay.
I don't want to overstep myself, but we wear a lot of hats. So I produce, I direct some skits. I'm on stage.
Really?
I was going to tell you. Yeah. Oh yeah. This year's show theme is Hardorama Goes to Space. So we have space type, skits going on. We like to make fun of local things. So we have one that I'm doing is a roundabout in space.
Oh, that's funny.
We have a stranded adventure with coneheads. We have a crash in the cornfield. We have a health skit that is called Hands Only CPR, which is Hands Only Solo, so like Han Solo.
Hey, Jim, we got to set it to a hard break here, but stick around. I want to talk more about how people can get tickets and that Charlie Behrens is going to be there tomorrow night.
And John Minel's going to be there tonight.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
A little disappointing in one thing, though, Jim.
What's that?
Jim didn't schedule me until he found out when Charlie could do it. He should have told Charlie, We'll find out when John Mino can do it and schedule around him. Mino's back right after this, okay, Jim? Hang on.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a Thursday morning. We're talking with Jim Pouts. Hardorama taking place in Manitowoc County, Two Rivers, tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday. As I mentioned, I'll be there tonight, and then I'm like the warm-up act, I
feel.
Yeah,
that's right.
Because then it's Charlie Behrens tomorrow night, and then Bill Jartz on Saturday. But, Jim, this is such a great community thing. How can people get tickets? How can they take part, and what can they expect to see?
So, so tickets wise, we sell if you happen to be local, we sell tickets at our local Piggly Wiggly stores in Manitowoc and Two Rivers. They're $18, and if you buy them online, they're $19 extra. Right now, because we're so close, my guess is that if you buy them online, they will tell you to pick them up at our will call. So when you get up there to the ticket table, they'll have them for you. So we still have tickets available for tonight. We have, I'm told, just a handful left for tomorrow. And then I think we still have some for Saturday. As you said, John is going to be showing up tonight to help us out. Awesome. And then tomorrow, Charlie Behrens is coming, and Saturday, Bill Jartz. Their primary job is to help us auction off our best seat in the house. And the best seat in the house is it's autographed by cast and crew, but it is a decorated, painted, new toilet seat. And we auction that off at 6:40. So the doors open at 6. We sell some pre-show food. If you'd like to eat there, we can help you with that. And then at 6:40, we have the auction of the best seat. And then at 7 o'clock, the show starts. So the best seat in the house typically brings in anywhere from $1,000 to $4,000 nightly. And it's a fun auction because it's goofiness. We're selling a toilet seat. But last week, Thursday, we got $2,500 for it. On Friday, we got $4,000. And on Saturday, we got $1,700. So that's a pretty nice haul.
Pressure's on, Johnny. Yeah. Okay, we'll get the full report tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. That'd be interesting.
Yeah.
That's funny. And you're right. That's a pretty profitable auction item for you.
That's awesome. And you said it's very casual dress-wise and everything, right, Jim? This isn't hoity-toity.
Yeah, absolutely. Come in your jeans and T-shirts and sweatshirts. I know it's funny. Those of us who are involved with the show, we know that the community house is, when there's no people in there, is cold. So, like, when I get there tonight and they're talking some rain, when I get there tonight, I'll have my long sleeves on because it's chilly. Then once people come into the community house, then it warms up. So, just dress comfortably. I know there's some chances for rain tonight. So, we usually tell people if you were going to stand in line for Hardorama these days, back in the old days, people would stand in line for hours because it was an old bar hall and so forth. But we have some availability tickets wise, and it's a first come, first serve. So if you're in line first, you get the choice of seats because we have like about 9 rows of long tables of those 10-foot tables,
right.
Or 12-foot tables, whatever they are, and in rows. And if you want to sit towards the back, you can. If you want to sit towards the front. I know, like I said, tonight there were still some ticket availabilities. Come tomorrow when Charlie Behrens comes. We're going to be packing them in pretty well, but it's a Friday also. So I get that, you know, versus mm-hmm. a Thursday, that just is the way it is. But you know what, once the lights are out and the comedy starts coming, people are laughing. So it's fine. We, you know, the more the merrier, we have room,
but it's all local talent, huh, Jim?
Yes. So it's all locally written, you know, we parody things, you know, we'll steal some lines here or there from things just to get a laugh, but we'll parody things. But yeah, our talent pool, comes, I mean, I would say mostly from Manitowoc County, but we've had people coming from the Sheboygan area. We've had, I don't know if we've really had many too far north, but we've had, we have auditions typically in February, and then start practicing in March and then get rolling typically at the end of April. Now, next year, our shows are the first 2 weekends in May because Easter is later. You know, I'm going to selfishly say, okay, that's beneficial to me because I'd like to go and spend some time at the draft. So, yeah. So we're not going to conflict with the draft next year. And because typically our first weekend is draft weekend, but won't happen that way next year. So, yeah. So our talent pool comes locally and our writing and so forth. That's the other question too. Some people wonder, well, will we get the humor? Cause is it all just local humor? It's not all just local humor. A lot of it are things, that anybody as far, you know, anywhere in Wisconsin can laugh at what we do. I mean, I've got daughters-in-law and a son-in-law who, a few of them who aren't even from this area, and they've been coming for years, and they get it, you know. So
awesome.
It's not as if you have to know everything about Manitowoc County to get our humor. It's just a fun show overall.
Beautiful. Well, Jim, I appreciate you asking me to be a part of this. It sounds like such a great thing.
And what a fun night. And tonight is a night that, you know, there's not a heck of a lot going on
now. Jim and I were talking earlier. We both love that community center. We think that is such a great place.
Everything about Two Rivers. I think it's just a great, great community. And I just, that's going to be a fun show, but let's also remember that, you know, it's a fundraiser. It's for charity and, to help the American Heart Association. And some of that money stays local. I mean, you're checking all the boxes. I think you'll have a very successful show. And especially with Mino, I would get that toilet seat up there. You know,
Jim, we're opening bid $1,000, Jim Schmidt.
Yeah, I'll take
former
it.
Former mayor.
I'll do that.
Oh, but I'm not coming. Excellent. Thank you, Jim. Appreciate that.
John, you better what? Get some more money. I'm not going.
See that look in his face.
My wife would kill me.
What?
Come on.
I have to feed my dog salmon.
That's my derby money.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Wow. Well, Jim, I look forward to it. One more time, time, place, and where they can get tickets, please.
Yeah. So, again, for tickets-wise, if you're local, if you're around here, you can check out the Manitowoc Two Rivers Piggly Wiggly. Otherwise, go to hardorama.org. And you can get your tickets there. Again, local tickets are $18 or $19. And our show dates are today, tomorrow, and Saturday. And it takes place at the Two Rivers Community House. Doors open at 6. We usually tell people if you want to get in line, get in line. And if you want a good, you know, get closer to the front, maybe be in line about a half hour early. But doors open at 6. We sell pre-show food. The best seat in the house auction is at 6:40. The show starts at 7, runs about 2 hours, give or take, it's just a good time. It's a fun time, and if any of the listeners haven't been and you're looking for something to do this weekend, it's a good time for a good cause. So we'd love to have you there.
It's Hardorama, shop the pig. Get it? Like that kind of fit with their jingle.
Don't ever sing in this show again.
That's vaudeville.
Thank you, John.
That's vaudeville.
Jim, I'll see you tonight, my friend.
Sounds good, John. Look forward to it.
Me too. Take care. Hardorama taking place in Two Rivers tonight. Charlie Behrens will be there tomorrow. Bill Jarts. I feel like I'm the warm-up act.
You are. It's.
You notice that?
Yeah. It's usually you don't put the best guy first.
No.
But they're doing that. They're doing that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can get the crowd going.
Exactly. There you go. Right. All right. Two Rivers tonight. Hope you stop down, folks. We got a lot of great guests coming up, including Aaron Davison at 8 o'clock. Back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in for the Trump Hangover Edition. Crudy washes the MAGA out of his hair, and we take your phone calls. Devil's Advocates Radio. Back to the politics.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6.
Jeff Levering and wife Ashley love their patio door from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
It's so bright, it's so clear. I can see the kids outside playing, and it makes it comfortable for the life we live.
I love the roll screen. The fact that the screen is on the inside and no drafts, it's a game changer.
Right now, get 0% interest-free financing for up to 60 months when you order by May 10th. Set your free in-home consultation at PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. Ends 5/10/2024.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.